From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama says it was not an easy vote, but it was the right vote.
We proved that we are still a people capable of doing big things and tackling our biggest challenges. We proved that this government, a government of the people and by the people, still works for the people.
Mr. Obama speaking at the White House tonight after the House gave final approval to a sweeping health care overhaul measure that expands coverage to nearly all Americans. During debate on the bill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it the great unfinished business of American society.
As our colleague John Lewis has said, we may not have chosen the time, but the time has chosen us. I urge my colleagues and join together in passing health insurance reform, making history, making progress, and restoring the American dream. I urge and I vote. Thank you, Arthur.
The Democrats passed the bill in the face of unified Republican opposition. The vote was 219 to 212. House GOP leader John Boehner of Ohio said the House is not listening to the American people.
Today we stand here amidst the wreckage of what was once the respect and honor that this House was held in by our fellow citizens. And we all know why it is so. We have failed to listen to America. And we have failed to reflect the will of our constituents.
The bill the House passed is the one the Senate passed in December. It's heading to President Obama's desk. A second measure meant to alleviate the concerns some House Democrats had about that Senate bill also passed and is being sent back to the Senate. The Senate could take up that bill as soon as this week. Blizzard conditions continue in Oklahoma and other southern plains states on the first weekend of spring. Some places are reporting up to a foot of snow. But by Monday, forecasters say temperatures could be in the 60s. The storm is being blamed for at least five deaths in four states. China is warning U.S. officials not to push too hard on complaints that it undervalues its currency against the dollar. Steve Beckner of Market News International says more than 100 lawmakers want the Treasury and Commerce Departments to impose duties on Chinese imports.
The Treasury is due to determine whether China is indeed manipulating its currency in a mid-April report to Congress. In Beijing Sunday, Commerce Minister Chen Diming dismissed the undervaluation charge and warned that if the U.S. imposes trade sanctions against China, his government will take unspecified retaliatory actions of its own. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Worries about the debt crisis in Greece is weighing on global markets. Major indexes in Asia are down as much as 2% in Monday trading. Greece has said that it might have to turn to the International Monetary Fund for help. This is NPR News. Tens of thousands of people gathered in Washington Sunday to demonstrate for an overhaul of the nation's immigration laws. Activists say they're frustrated over the pace of any changes, which was a campaign promise from President Obama. Mr. Obama spoke to the rally on the National Mall by video, saying that he is committed to working with Congress on a comprehensive bill. The South Korean unit of General Motors will recall nearly 60,000 vehicles starting Monday. From Seoul, Dwali Saikautau reports that there are potential problems with steering wheels, fuel hoses, and seats.
GM Daewoo says its small sports utility vehicles, known locally as the Windstorm and Windstorm Max, are being recalled because of possible faulty steering wheels. The Windstorm is exported under the name of Chevrolet Captiva, and the Windstorm Max is known as the Opel Antara. GM's Lacetti sedans are sold overseas as the Chevrolet Cruze. The sedans, says a company spokesman, are being recalled because of possible defective fuel hoses. A small number of GM's commercial vehicles, the Damas models, are also being recalled. They apparently have seats that do not meet South Korean regulations. GM Daewoo, the country's third largest automaker, has not yet announced if the recall will affect models sold outside of the country. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Some Toyota shareholders are the latest to sue the automaker over its global recall of millions of vehicles. They're suing the company over the sudden drop in Toyota stock prices. The lawsuit claims that Toyota executives deliberately misled investors and the public about the extent of the accelerator problems that have plagued the automaker. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.